Ahoy, hello, welcome to a brand new episode of Baffled. It's your favourite fact podcast. Dan, Connor is with me, and the search continues. We are stateside, we're in New York City, hunting for our brand new co-host.
Yeah.
The search today has brought us to Battery Park, where we've had stunning views of both One World Trade Center, of the Statue of Liberty. What do you make of it, Con?
Oh, it's wonderful. I mean, you see, the thing is, what I'm realising from being in New York, we've got a wonderful studio back in London, but just being here in these locations, I think is...
Being around life.
It's made me enjoy it more.
Being around the chill, wind,
it's
rain.
It's good. A bit chilly today.
People would like to spit at us.
Yeah, there we go, New York City, baby.
And today, on the search for the new co-host, is content creator... All about football on YouTube. You'll have seen him, if that's your thing. Jake Barford, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much. I will try to be a friendly New Yorker and not spit on you guys today, but no promises.
Yeah, right, promises. We've had a lot of insight into what New Yorkers can be like, including spitting, biting, and an array of other things.
Yeah, mean pigeons as well.
There's a lot of pigeons here. Yeah, a lot of pigeons.
We were recording the other day.
Lots of rats.
Lots of rats. I might have more on the rats later.
Right.
Coming with my facts.
Great.
So all forms of wildlife and vermin.
All forms.
So come. Is that an audition for the New York Tourist Board?
Well, maybe.
Come and see.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So... Jake, thanks so much for being on to try to be our new co-host. I know that's a cause very dear to your heart. We're just going to share some facts and you decide whether they are worth remembering, all right?
I'm ready. Thanks for having me, boys. Let's do it.
9 facts on the way. Your job, decide whether they should be shared or they should be thrown in the big bin of nonsense. Connor, take it away.
I'm going to start with a song fact. Fan of Eminem?
Yeah, I like a bit of Eminem.
Okay, so the song Rap God.
Okay.
Yeah, you know the song Rap God?
You're asking the wrong person, my friend.
Well, Rap God, it's a very famous song.
Shady?
Oh, Eminem?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course he is.
Right, good.
Wow.
There's no Eminem over here. Come on.
That's what we're dealing with. So Rap God by Eminem. Take a listen if you haven't. It's very, very fast.
Yeah.
It's the song that holds a world record. Eminem's hit, Rap God, released in October of 2013. It has an astounding 1,560 words, an average of 4.28 words per second.
4.28 words a second.
4.28 words per second. It's on the album The Marshall Mathers LP 2. Now, are they words?
Well, here's the thing. I'm not the person most qualified to talk about rap. I know very little about it. But surely, if you're speaking that quickly...
4.28 words per second.
There's no meaning there, surely.
I don't think that's actually a word.
I think we would need to look back at the song and go word by word to see if he actually enunciates the full word.
Yeah.
So I don't know where that fact is coming from. I think we might have to do a little more research.
A little more research. Well, he holds a world record for it. So it's obviously been confirmed by, you know, the world record Guinness people. But the thing is here is I've listened to the song. I can't understand a word he's saying.
Yeah.
I mean, you literally cannot get a single thing. There's no narrative.
Yeah.
There's no story.
Yeah.
There's no breaking down about an ex-girlfriend that's left him.
And has he picked short words?
No, so what it is was, I've done a bit of research in the song as well. I remember when it came out. But basically, Rap God come out at a time where I think Eminem was, his career had, you know, just had his time. And everyone was like, is he the best rapper ever? And he done Rap God. It is incredible. Mm-hmm. And when he's live, it's amazing. He's very, very fast. But I don't think he's speaking. Can you do 4.28 words per second?
I speak quite rapidly, but I can't do that. And I was thinking about you know, creating content. Quite a lot of it. You need to grab someone's attention. You need to get out every little gap to make sure there's no space for anyone watching to switch off. Do you think about how rapidly you're speaking and the gaps between the words that you're using?
100%. Like, you have to fully enunciate the words. Or if I'm speaking that fast, people are clicking off the video instantly because I'll have no idea what I'm saying.
I used to do a bit of YouTube myself.
Okay.
I dabbled. And obviously, I was doing it at a time where everyone had their YouTube intro.
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome back to the... Do you have one of those?
I used to, but nowadays you can't. So it's, yo, boys, what's going on? Welcome back to another video on the channel. Let's do it.
Really fast. Oh, right, you ready? I'm going to count you in. Let's see how quick we can get that. Yeah, you're the old intro to that YouTube video. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Yo, boys, what's going on? Welcome back to another video today on the channel.
Oh, that was pretty good.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
One little bit in the middle.
Yeah. I feel like the enunciations might not have been full there, but...
Right, get your M&M on. Let's go one more time. I think we can up that.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Yo, guys, what's going on? Welcome back to another video today on the channel.
Very good.
And also, if I may, like a lot of verbal dexterity, a lot of intonation, and like a lot of playing with technique, high and low. Mm-hmm. There's some passion.
You like
there.
That? Okay.
I really enjoy it.
See, I don't mean to do that. It just comes naturally.
When you...
I would have kicked off the video, sorry.
Right away?
Yeah.
See, that's how it is nowadays. Yeah. People will judge the video in the first 5 seconds on that, and they'll be like, yep, I've heard enough. This guy, I'm done.
I'm done. This guy speaks too quick.
Speaks too quick.
Imagine people did that with Eminem. Where would he be now?
How long did it take you to decide on that, or did it just... That was the thing you said at the start.
There's no planning. That's me. That's like 17-year-old me just trying to make YouTube videos, and those are the first words that came out of my mouth. That's it.
Yeah, mine was cringe.
Maybe we need something like that for the podcast.
Mate, you say ahoy every time.
Ahoy. I like that.
Yeah. I say ahoy because it was the first word ever said on a telephone.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, we're getting...
That was how...
Is that a bonus fact?
That's a bonus fact for you.
There's a bonus fact for you.
A few bonus facts.
I think it was Alexander Graham Bell who invented it. I think it comes from it. That's what he wanted people to say. he said,
I think we should bring that back.
When you answer the phone, his instruction was let them know you're there by saying ahoy.
I've never ever used ahoy in a sentence in real life other than when I bought cookies. There you go.
I play Sea of Thieves, the video game, so I've used ahoy a few times. It's a pirate video game, so I'm a big fan of that game.
Why when you're buying cookies?
Isn't it?
Chips Ahoy.
There you go. Chips Ahoy.
I'm learning new.
One of the best cookies out there.
What Chips Ahoy is and who Eminem is.
Yeah, we're going into a rabbit hole here that we don't need to.
Some Chips Ahoy after this.
Jay, give us your first fact.
I said we were going to talk some rats. So I'm a gamer. I like football and I'm from New York. So we got 3 facts for each one of those. Would you believe that 25% of the population in New York is made up of rats?
A quarter. Wow, just think about how...
So out of 10 million... So. 25. Excuse me, 20%. So if we were counting rats as people, there would be 10 million in New York, and 2 million of those would be rats. Do you believe that?
I believe that. I mean,
I don't think we've seen any.
I haven't seen a rat since you've been here.
No, I've seen loads of co-hosts. I've seen loads of co-hosts.
I'm sure you've seen.
But no
more
rats.
More co-hosts than rats.
I know.
I think I believe that.
Yeah.
Because I think it's the one thing I've, you know, I hate to be the one that's like slagging off New York, but it's bloody dirty.
It's very dirty.
Right.
Man.
So
it's
I believe dirty. That there's that amount of rats.
Yeah.
As a local New Yorker, without getting too much into politics, are you annoyed at the dirt for what you're like?
You get used to it, man. It's kind of sad, but you get used to it. Mm. It's really annoying.
Just breathing in the polluted air.
Yeah. The,
you know,
the,
walking I mean, over dead rats. The polluted so air. Part of it.
Yeah. The, I mean, so the rats, it's interesting because when you first move here and when you first experience a rat, you get a little creeped out. But it's very interesting of how like normal it becomes on your day-to-day life. You see a rat and you just, it'll run right by your feet and you just be like, it's just another rat.
In London, when you're on the tube, the underground.
Little black mice.
You get a little black mice every now and then, and it's a real treat. Oh, I hope it doesn't get, I hope nothing happens to you. You want to go down there, risk your life to save poor little mouse.
Yeah, poor little mouse. We don't really get rats.
No rats.
No.
Yeah.
I do work on the seaside, like on the seafront, and there's a few rats around there, a little bit damp. I see them sometimes, but around here, I haven't seen a rat yet. Maybe you need to take us after this for a slice and rat spotting.
They come out at night, so
if you're
out at night, you're bound to see them on the street and digging in the trash in the subway tracks. That's where they hang out at, and they're known to eat the pigeons around here. We talked about
pigeons.
Yes, there have been rats spotted eating pigeons in New York City. Which,
how the bloody hell are they catching a pigeon?
And like most things in America, the pigeons are huge.
Yeah,
pigeons
and the rats
are
huge too. The rats are huge too.
We was walking along earlier with Starbucks, and I just heard Dan shout, "Look at this fat bird!" I didn't really know where to look. I was like, are we left?
Around us on the water over here, yeah.
Huge fat birds.
There we go. Right, we've got a little bit here. Rat spotting, I think, for later, Dan. Yeah. What do you reckon? Night out, Empire State and rat spotting?
Well, that'll go big on
Chips
TikTok.
Ahoy cookies
too.
Yeah,
bit of rat spotting, bit of Empire State, bit of Madison Square Gardens.
Does numbers.
Well, is Madison Square Gardens game tonight or rat spotting? We'll work out what one we fancy.
Right, first fact of the show for me. I want to talk to you about Ronald Reed. Rodriguez, no, is a gas station attendant, or was a gas station attendant, I should say, so worked in the petrol station.
What a name, by the way.
Ronald James Reed. He was also a janitor.
Right.
Those were really the only jobs that he had over in the States for his whole life. Just by doing those two jobs, he amassed a net worth of $8 million.
Ronald Reed.
I've heard about this guy.
Have you?
Yeah.
He did a little bit of dabbling on the stock market in his spare time. And the brilliant thing about it is that when he died, he gave away so much of his fortune. He gave just over $1 million to a memorial library, just under $5 million to a memorial hospital. He invested in dividend... a lot of words here that I don't understand, by the way. He invested in dividend-producing stocks... avoided the stocks of companies that he did not understand. He lived frugally and had a heavy concentration in blue chip companies. Words I don't understand. Like, living frugally, but...
So what you're telling me is Ronald Reed had two pretty normal jobs, which was what? Janitor?
And a gas station attendant.
And had a bit on the side.
But it's the hustle, right? And, you know, at the age we are, you can't move for the hustle. You have to hustle. You can't
have a hobby
anymore.
I'm not sure on this fact, mate.
Well...
Because, I mean, it's just like saying, oh, you know...
$8 million.
Yeah, but we invested.
Look at the game
well.
That we're in. We're in podcasts. Jake's a content creator. We're at the cutting edge of new things. And I don't know about you. I don't have $8 million.
I didn't even know how long ago this was. Do we have any information on that?
This could be it.
Died in 2015, 2014.
Okay.
So the fact is, Ronald Reed has got a good investment portfolio.
Yeah.
But that's the point. Almost. This is one of these new age podcasts, a bit like Joe Rogan, right? Where I'm inspiring people.
Yeah.
I'm David Goggins on here.
Yeah.
I am inspiring people.
Yeah.
That you could, look, if you listen to this and invest your money wisely, it doesn't matter what you work in.
See, I believe it. If you invest your money wisely, a lot easier said than done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, today's generation has no self-control when it comes to money. We're
straight
spending
into Bitcoin.
Straight to Bitcoin, straight to NFTs, lose all your money. You saw Logan Paul spent like $750,000
yeah.
on an NFT that's now worth $5. Like, that's what our generation's doing. But on the other hand, nowadays there's more opportunities to make money than ever.
Yeah.
But he's showing that you can do it as a janitor too.
I think the most impressive thing about this fact from Ronald Reed is how you take what is probably low-paid jobs, and you find the extra cash to invest to turn into $8
million.
That's
what I'm saying.
That's the bit there.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's the
By
bit
the way,
there.
I don't think I've heard the word Bitcoin in about 6 months.
Well, apparently it's back up.
It's back up. It's,
quite
it's fluctuating
glorious,
a bit.
Quite a glorious little moment in my life when I hadn't heard the word Bitcoin.
Yeah. We're definitely not a podcast to give any investment.
No investment advice here. So you have to make that disclaimer.
When I say Bitcoin's gone up, look into
no
that.
Idea.
If you want to put money into it, don't take our word.
Right? No.
Yeah, probably not ideal.
Baffled does not endorse Bitcoin.
But if you want to invest in a podcast... Patreon? We'll probably start that.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
only in Bitcoin.
Got a little 20 quid lying around. Yeah, put it into us. Your investment will be spent wisely on socks manufacturing. It's the merch we've got.
Yeah.
Tote bags and t-shirts. Info at bafflepod.com. Say hello, bafflepod.com to buy a sock.
Well done, Ronald Reed. Connor, give us your second fact of the show, mate.
Second fact of the show. Okay, so the longest tennis match. Fan of tennis?
Not really, but I'm a sports fan, so let's go with it.
Sports fan. This is wild. The longest tennis match took place in 2010 at Wimbledon. I remember watching this as well, where John Isner of the United States defeated Nicolas Mahut of France in a match that lasted 11 hours and 5 minutes. It spanned over 3 days.
Wow.
Now, the best bit about that, if you're buying center court tickets, you're getting your money's worth there, mate.
But watching two, like, good tennis players.
I'd be
sick
of it by the end.
They're clearly not good enough to win the thing.
So I remember
they can't get that final point.
I remember seeing this match. I watched it. And I just remember these two guys absolutely finished by the end of it. Like, done. I think at one point, one of them was just like not even attempting to hit the ball anymore. He's like, I'd rather lose than go into the fourth day. 11 hours and 5 minutes. Longest ever tennis match ever seen.
That's the bold thing, right? Is that you've been going for that long and you can still be arsed. You can still be bothered to try and score.
So educate me a bit here on
sure.
tennis. Is it is it they're stuck on the what is it, the final point, and they
no.
just keep going back and forth?
So I seem to remember that you needed to win by a certain amount of games. You needed to get win by a game, I think, at that point. You're
so
on break point.
Five sets, three games per set, I believe.
Yeah.
And you have to win clear by two sets. Producer Adam will know. Am I right?
It's best of five.
Five sets. Six or seven.
So, yeah. So, What happened at the end was they...
And then you
they
subtract...
Had a tie point where they had to win by 2 points. Yeah.
Then you subtract six. And when you subtract six from the overall, then you divide that by five.
Yeah.
And then you just times that by seven. That's the winner. Yeah.
Okay. Easy game.
Yeah, yeah. I'm still confused, but keep going.
I'm confusing you purposely.
you had to win by like a clear point. I think a clear game. And they just kept...
Just
one
back
guy
and
would win, then the other guy would win, then the other guy would win, then the next guy would win. So they just went up and up and
See,
up.
See, I wanted to bring this fact for a reason. It's famous, right? Yeah. Obviously, this was a very, very famous tennis game.
Yeah.
Do you think they sat down before and was like, let's do it?
They just purposely wanted to set the record. Is this the conspiracy theory?
They caught each other in the buffet and they were like, I'll tell you what, let's do something here.
Yeah.
Let's do a 3-day game. Let's do an 11-hour and five.
Listen, I believe it. I'm all in for conspiracies.
Back
you tell
forth.
Me any conspiracy, I believe in it. I can see it.
You got the dad, he's got a fiver on. This is going to be the longest tennis match ever.
Get their name in the record books. Why
he's
not?
Quids in on Betway.
I'm thinking of all the conspiracies that have landed over the last 5 years.
Michael Jackson's still alive. I'm going to leave that there.
There have been substantial amounts, what with flat earthing, with COVID.
Yeah.
But that's the one we're going to land on, that these two randomers decided
rigged
to fix.
The tennis match.
Yeah, of all the things to rig.
Of all the conspiracies, this is the one to...
Do you think that... I'd like to go back to the fans in the audience. Do you think that some of them, like, were tired of this? And also, do you think that... Like, some of the people in attendance had plans.
Yeah.
They had the miss, then the fall. You
you're
said 3 days,
deep,
4 days.
You've got like your auntie's 30th birthday and you can't attend because you're on the third day. Tennis match.
Your brother's sweating.
So, again, having watched the game, by the third day, the crowd had decreased significantly.
And you probably couldn't give your ticket to someone else.
You couldn't hand your ticket over. Yeah. Wimbledon tickets are so bloody expensive as well. So it's quite funny to think that somebody's that bored of a game. And they're like, it's cost me this amount. I'm out.
I'm not going.
I'm actually sick of it.
And you never heard of him since. I don't know who John Isner is now.
They were, though. Like, I mean, any highlight videos, go take a look at it. By the end of the third day, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
They were completely knackered. They were playing like us would down the park. Good.
Give us your second fact of the show, please, Jay.
All right. See, you guys, your facts, I mean, you're professionals here. Yours are a bit more in-depth.
Professionals.
You're professionals here.
Can you explain that to my parents?
I'd love to. Let's get them on the phone right now. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
All right, which route should we go here? We got the gaming route and we have the football route. This might be more of like a conspiracy, but I like to think of it in terms of gaming. And it's a fact that Elon Musk is convinced is a fact.
Now, okay.
He is convinced that we are 50% either living in a simulation.
I'm damn bored of all of these, Not your fact. I'm bored of
you. You're bored of Elon? Okay.
No, I want to hear.
Yeah, so he thinks we're either...
I'm so sorry.
He thinks we're either living in a simulation or the world will cease to exist and it will be... There will be nothing everywhere.
So it's so hard, right, to like have a go at him because he's clearly a very smart
he
man.
He is way smarter than all of us.
Like very, very smart. Yes. He probably knows... something about this.
Yeah, yes.
In what way? When you say living in a simulation, so as in it's make-believe?
So I'm sure this could be, I'm sure we could go a lot of ways with this, but my understanding is that we are in a computer program and we are essentially living in a video game right now inside of a computer.
And someone's, you know,
in his reasoning, this is coming from him, is that... technology continues to just keep advancing so much further as the years go on that eventually we will make our own simulation.
Yeah.
Or the world will cease to exist if we don't.
So that's the general idea, is that there has been like a species or humans in the past that have got so advanced that we are what they made and that then we will do that. So it's just this repetitive turn.
I don't think we're necessarily like in a video game.
Okay.
But I think that we are controlled so much by technology that it almost is a simulation now.
It feels like it, right?
That's a great thought.
Yeah.
Technology controls so much of the things that we go to do in life now that it almost is a simulation controlled by tech.
Mm-hmm.
I believe less so than being in a video. I believe more so, than being in a video game.
Okay,
because we're so reliant on tech. Everything now.
And then people say like they're scared of the robots coming and taking over. It's like...
we already rely on it.
They're here now. This is, we are, how much of time do you spend on this thing? You rely to make your money to every, like,
and the
here.
Defining moment, the I think, for all of this was Face ID.
Yeah.
The minute that Face ID happened.
And location services too.
There's another Connor, I reckon, on another planet right now.
What's he doing?
Well, he's living, man.
Making podcasts.
Still podcasting.
Making podcasts on Neptune.
Chilling.
He could be doing whatever he wants.
Having fun.
Here's a question. Elon Musk is obviously a very, very smart man. Do you think he thinks this, or he just has to say things like this?
He's got to keep it.
Because he's got to keep up this brand that he's like amazingly clever. So he has to think, right,
yeah.
what's the smartest like out there thing that I can say which will make me sound like a genius, that I know things?
Mm, yeah.
Is it that?
I could see how people would think that. I personally believe he isn't, but I'm sure it's part of his brand, right? To stay relevant, he needs to keep saying the controversial. I do think he believes it, though, personally.
Right. On this topic, I'd like to get your take on this. Yeah. You're in the world of internet, aren't you?
Yeah, and that's why I bring it up.
So we talk a lot, and I think this is a good example. Yeah. I talk a lot about celebrities, because we have all of these different facts, mm-hmm. doing these things that we see as facts, mm-hmm. but for PR. So it's actually nonsense, right?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So we had one the other day where Robert Downey Jr., has said that Burger King was the reason that he quit drugs. Because he ate a burger when he was doing drugs. The burger tasted like shit.
Yeah.
And then he was like, right, I'm going to come off drugs. Do you think that's like a PR thing? Because that then gets headlines. Robert Downey Jr. quits because of Burger King. And Elon Musk is saying this to be relevant. Is it one of them? Because I reckon by saying this, there's headlines everywhere. The tech world will go mad.
So the funny thing about this is he said this, I believe, on a podcast.
Yeah.
Right. Just the one
maybe
where he smoked weed.
I think this was the Elon Musk podcast.
To then lower the stock.
Yeah, the Elon Musk Joe Rogan podcast. Right. Yeah. For sure. And also, it's so hard nowadays because you don't know what exactly to believe when you're on the interwebs, and we're trying to fact check everything. And who's to say that this person is the correct fact checker nowadays? I have a hard time like believing anything nowadays.
Well, then we do a good job on the old fact checking.
I think you guys,
I'm sure you guys do.
Yeah, I don't know if we do a great way of being a gatekeeper to whether these facts are real or not. We just kind of like go,
I usually just Google, you know, facts about something. If it's a website that works, that's good for me. Yeah, it's good enough.
Right, second fact of the show for me. Ancient Egyptians.
Oh,
we're
believed,
like this. I
we're
like
back.
This.
Here we go.
That's it. That's all I needed.
Strap yourself in.
Ancient Egyptians believed. So, you know, we're talking about Elon Musk believing that the world's a simulation. Well, this might help you get an understanding that maybe we don't know everything.
Mm-hmm.
Ancient Egyptians believed that if you mixed crocodile dung with honey and shoved it up a fanny, a vagina, it would prevent pregnancy.
Crocodile dung? Is that poo?
Yeah.
Right. So you're mixing crocodile crap with honey.
Yeah.
Putting it up the vagina of a woman, and it will be contraception.
Yeah.
And ancient Egyptians believed that back in the day.
That it would prevent pregnancy.
Whoa.
What? Why? Like, how did they come to that conclusion?
Who's the first one who tried this?
Well, you know, and maybe without getting too graphic, maybe it did help stop pregnancy. Who knows?
I hate to be graphic, but is it like just blockage?
I don't know. But and it's the mix, right? It's not just that someone's gone, let's use crocodile dung.
Yeah.
It's that... He's also gone, Tony, get the honey. Get the honey. Get it in there.
Who's the first one that tried this? And has anyone tried this as of late to confirm? I kind of wanted the answer so we can figure this out, but I don't actually want to know the answer.
And very quickly, like we are not a podcast to recommend any financial advice to you at all, we are also not a podcast to point you in any medical direction at all. We cannot be held responsible or liable for any pregnancies that occur whilst listening to or have listened to this show.
Yeah.
What are you thinking, Connor?
I am thinking that in the current day, most guys travel around with a condom in their wallet. How are you traveling around in Egyptian times with crocodile and honey? Is that a little pot in the pocket, is it?
You pull a cart behind you, maybe?
Yeah, or mate. Or
didn't they carry, like, balance things on their heads? Isn't that what they did?
Yeah.
That's the ultimate flex, isn't it? I don't know if it was the same for kids over here, right? Mm-hmm. But you would get some kids in school or in university that would carry around multiple condoms in their wallet, right?
Okay.
As a sign that this is, it's a flex. Yeah, it's like, look what I'm going to get up to tonight.
Yeah.
Maybe the ultimate flex back in ancient Egypt was bringing out loads of crocodiles.
I have
jars of honey. You've got four crocodiles next to you, constantly feeding them laxatives. I need it.
Bit of dialite. Jake, I don't know whether you're the same as me on this, but some of these old facts I struggle with. Because I worry how legit they are, because they're so ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I'm like, how was that passed through so many years
100%.
Of time? Right? And how do people know that that was the thing? I can't understand how that communication has expanded to now.
It makes me sad, too, because if that's a fact that got passed through all these generations. How many other insane facts are we missing out on?
Well, like, I could sit here right now, couldn't I?
Can we get an RIP to all the facts that were lost over time?
I could do with them. I tell you what, we've been doing this podcast a few years.
You're going to run out, man.
One of those ones that we've forgotten about.
Also, as well, if I had like a legitimate website like BuzzFeed, right, and I just put up, Egyptians back in the day believed that flies were robots.
I'm sure someone would believe it. That's how their networks nowadays.
Oh,
you know?
There we go. And then, you know, two chums end up using it on their fact-based podcast.
Yeah. That's probably what's happening right now.
So, yeah, if you are listening, please don't do anything with Bitcoin. We don't know if it's going up or down.
Don't do anything with Bitcoin.
Don't shove crocodile dung mixed with anything anywhere.
Yeah.
And I would say that's don't recommend advice. That.
And yeah, also as well, if you believe in Elon Musk, don't. What could you not? What could you do if we're in a game right now?
Where this is going, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll think about that in a moment.
Welcome to the Train Happy podcast with me, Tally Rye. This is the podcast that helps you have a feel-good relationship with fitness, food, and body image. Each week, we'll be digging into an intuitive and inclusive approach to our health and well-being as we're joined by leading experts, friends of mine, and you to hear more about the journey of letting go of diet culture and feeling good in the skin you're in. It's a podcast for everyone, no matter what body you're in. You can find us wherever you found this podcast. Just search Train Happy wherever you get your podcasts and hit follow.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Connor, give us your last fact of the show.
I wanted to give a little New York fact for you.
Ooh, let's do it.
Just because I thought there would have been a different location. Credited in 532 movies, Central Park is the most filmed location in the world across the entire film franchise.
That's interesting. It's not a surprise, right? It's not a surprise, but it's interesting that it is that.
Mm-hmm.
In spite of all of the different incredible locations, the Eiffel Tower, Bondi Beach over in Sydney, like the bridges in London, which are always being blown up, the White House itself.
Well, currently 532 movies is said to have Central Park appear.
Okay.
But it's also the amount of time of which it's filmed as well. So like when you look at Home Alone, a lot of the scenes are actually in Central Park. So it also, you know, a lot of films spend a lot of time in Central Park. But then I was thinking about all of the Marvel films. Lots of Central Park usage there, right? Is appears
just,
a lot.
Is it maybe because you book it out for the year? You book, you know, you've paid your time.
You know, one of the reasons I believe it is simply because the majority of movies filmed are successful movies. Our film. I mean, I don't know. I shouldn't say that. I was going
to
say America's just home for cinema, right? You know, LA.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons why I'm less likely to leave it too, is because I feel like there's so many movies, you know, filmed around LA compared to New York. Maybe it's just in LA.
I think that what you're trying to get at, which is a good point, a lot of films that are based in New York City tend to do really, really well globally, more so than a London-based film. Like James Bond, for example, big, big franchise, obviously.
Yeah.
But I think that when they're in New York City and they're like a random film, just a one-off film, and they're based in New York, a lot more people want to watch it than just a random film based in London.
Do you need to have a full scene filmed in Central Park, or could it just be a flyover?
Flyover, yeah.
Just the view of Central Park is enough to count.
Okay. Enough to count, yeah, yeah. Okay. But it's got to be a scene. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's got to be the
Central. Okay, so it does have to be a scene.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. It's got to be like, that's the focus. Yeah.
I was walking around earlier in Central Park, and I was amazed to... I don't know why I was amazed, because it's Central Park. No. But I was amazed to properly stumble down the Home Alone 2 steps.
Yeah.
I was amazed.
And did you think of pulling your phone out and doing a nice little TikTok fact for the baffled community?
I was busy running away from rats
and pigeons.
And a burglar with his little cap on, was it?
Yeah. And a woman just shoving pigeons at me. Right. Shoving pigeons at me.
There we go.
Giving me half love hearts.
Basically, what Dan done was woke up early and went and just played Macaulay Culkin in Central Park for an hour.
Fed the pigeons.
This is fun.
Right, we are due a football fact, I think, from you, Jake.
Now, this is one that I'm saying after the World Cup. I was in Qatar for the World Cup. I was lucky enough to go.
Oh, a little drop there, was it?
My Argentina hat on here.
Great.
Got to see the great Lionel Messi play. And I'm sure everyone saw the celebration after the World Cup. Now, this is a debatable fact because I don't know if anyone... I don't know if you can truly find all of the information to fully prove this, but we're going to prove it here, that after the World Cup, Lionel Messi is the most recognizable person in the world.
I don't believe that. I still think it's Ronaldo.
You still think Ronaldo's over Messi?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. I think in terms of name, and I think in terms of recognized, I think, yeah. If you say Cristiano Ronaldo or Leo Messi to my nan, I think she'd know Ronaldo.
Really?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, but your nan is not representative of the world. If you go to South America, huge amount of people in South America, they're much more likely to know about Leo Messi.
I think Ronaldo has done, we're getting into a football debate here, but he's done more in terms of different leagues as well.
Do we think there's anyone outside of Messi and Ronaldo who would be in that debate?
Of sports people?
This is the most recognizable faces in the world.
Pope
is Pope Francis.
Okay.
Michael Jackson.
And where is he from? Argentina.
Yeah, that's true.
MJ.
Michael Jackson's dead though.
Right, okay, you're talking alive.
Because if we're saying all time, I think we'd go Jesus or Muhammad.
I'd probably put a vote for Jesus.
Beyonce?
Yeah. Beyonce over Jesus? Maybe.
Yeah. What about Santa Claus?
Ooh.
But I hate it. I can't say it.
The most recognizable figure, I would say, is probably
Father
Christmas.
Wait, what were you
going to
say?
I was going to say something about...
No, don't say it.
Yeah, don't ruin your year.
Right.
I would say he's probably Father Christmas. Hang on. In this debate, are podcast hosts in there?
You're throwing yourself in the mix?
Well, you know, Connor Knight to my left.
Mm-hmm. Oh, The Rock.
The Rock.
I would say Leo Messi's more known than The Rock.
It's a big one, that.
And
that is a bold
Jumanji
statement.
Films.
And you're saying because of the World Cup win.
Did we see... Yes.
Because he was given the gown, I think it was. He was given something to wear, wasn't he? So that really helped in...
The goat.
I guess getting a lot of people from the Eastern world to kind of pay attention to who he was.
And then I should have came prepared with this number, but how many people did watch the World Cup this year? It's usually in the multi-billions.
Yeah, loads.
And they would have all seen Messi winning the trophy. Is that enough to...
Yeah. Well, you, do you reckon that it's definitely Leo Messi that's more recognised... as opposed to Sergio Aguero that just come on the pitch and held the cup for loads of time.
I would do that.
Him or Salt Bae?
Yeah.
Salt Bae.
Salt Bae.
He shoved out.
He just held the World Cup trophy.
If you did miss Salt Bae being there, there's no one in the world who has kind of been braver and bolder with his tiny little window of fame.
Than Salt Bae. There's a restaurant in New York. You guys should try it.
And one in London.
Whoever is his PR... have smashed
him. He's got some cojones on his, right? Because no one wanted him there. Yep. All of the players were like, what the f***? Get away. And he's just there wandering around drizzling face into the air.
He's got a restaurant in New York, you say?
Yeah.
What's it called?
Salt Bae?
I think it's just Salt. The restaurant.
Well, he has...
Nusra, is it? What's that mean?
I don't know, mate.
We got budget for that? Adam, we got budget for the restaurant, have we?
Yeah.
Great, okay, there we go. Gold plated burgers on Baffled, mate.
Why am I sitting around here talking about facts when this guy's got a restaurant?
I'm a bit concerned that there's budget for the old Salt Bae's restaurant here, but we've been on the same money for the last 3 years. We'll have to talk about that when we get back.
Right, last fact of the show. Mahatma Gandhi.
Who?
He's a rapper like Eminem.
Right.
Mahatma Gandhi never won the Nobel Peace Prize. He was nominated five times. But the year that Gandhi was sadly assassinated, the Nobel Committee gave no award because there was no suitable living candidate.
Wow.
Wow.
They couldn't find anyone.
No, but they didn't give it to Gandhi for everything that he did for world peace, particularly over in India. They didn't give it to him ever. But then the year he died, they were like, you know what, actually.
What's the kind of think the boxes you need to tick in order to receive a Nobel Prize? Because I'm thinking of Sheldon Cooper.
You have to rap the fastest ever, like five words a second.
Well, Eminem's going to get the Nobel Prize, you say?
Could do.
I think he could be deserving.
He's done a lot to bridge communities.
Because what I think about is the Big Bang Theory and how long it took Sheldon Cooper to get close to a Nobel Prize.
I've never seen it.
I've never seen the show.
Whoa. It was across five seasons.
Was this a spoiler?
To get a Nobel Prize. It was close.
Okay, so I don't need to watch Big Bang Theory.
It was Sheldon Cooper.
What a win.
What a comparison, eh?
What a win for the end of the series.
Yeah, but seriously.
Averroes and Rachel got together. No, this dude might have got a Nobel Prize.
Seriously, though, what do you need to have achieved in order to be recognised for a Nobel Prize? Is it something within a field?
Yeah, they have very good fields. So there is the Nobel Prize of different science. There's a Nobel Prize of literature.
I don't think there's a sport. Like, sport? Yeah, the Peace Prize, as you mentioned. Sport, no. Yeah, I'm not too familiar with it, but every now and then you see it on interwebs.
Well, this might be apocryphal. It might be an old wives' tale, but I think Alfred Nobel, who is the Nobel Prize is named after, I think he funded the first few, made it because he invented dynamite.
Right.
So he invented dynamite. I think that's right. Yeah, so he invented dynamite, and obviously it was so destructive that he dedicated the rest of his life to trying to do something to redress the balance, much like the guy who wrote the book Jaws spent the rest of his life promoting shark conservation because he realized how bad Jaws was for sure.
And he won a Nobel Prize for that?
I don't think he won a Nobel Prize. No, I'm not too sure.
I love these extra facts. I didn't expect to get educated this much today.
I know.
Well, we're on par for a Nobel Prize as well. So if
there
we do get it.
There is one for podcasting.
Yeah. Is there really?
No.
Great. It's kind of say, put us up there. I reckon we got a good shot.
Well, thank you so much, by the way, Jake, for coming on the
show. Thank you guys.
How have you found being our co-host?
I like it, man. Do you think I have potential?
Connor's the judge of this.
I feel like you're taking it seriously.
I think I could have researched a few of my facts a bit more.
Hey, here's a boast. You came with facts, though.
Some people don't.
But also as well, we need to look at other angles as well. You went to the World Cup.
Yeah.
So you offer more outside of the podcasting space because, you know, if he's part of the podcast, we can maybe get a couple of tickets.
Yeah, and without, you know, dragging us down into these murky waters, but is the Messi-Ronaldo debate going to be too much of a deal breaker for you that he's on the other side of the fence?
Well, I haven't asked. Jake, Messi or Ronaldo?
It's Messi after the World Cup. It has to be.
Yeah.
He's won a World Cup.
I'm going Jared Bowen. I'm out.
Okay.
I think we should end there.
It's been a busy show. Thank you so much, Jake, for coming on. If someone has liked the cut of your facts and wants to watch like incredible football content that you are creating, where do they go? What do they do?
B4 Lancer on YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram. Check me out. Be much appreciated. Yeah.
It's been a busy one. What have we learned? We've learned that Central Park is the most filmed place everywhere.
532.
The rats are 20% of the population of New York City.
Bloody big in New York as well.
And the most important thing we've learned is you should never shove crocodile dung up anywhere.
And don't invest in Bitcoin on our word.
We'll see you next week. It's baffledpod.com if you want to get in touch. Until then, bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.